Tell us how you're feeling after missing a couple games with that ankle.
I was getting better, so each day just trying to improve a little bit more. I was able to get out here today and do some stuff, so a step in the right direction.
Hey, Jason, did you have any maybe games against Josh Gordon, or what's your familiarity with Josh, and how do you feel about him coming back into this environment?
Yeah, I don't know him at all. I never got a chance to play against him. Obviously, I've seen him on film and from just watching games. Dude's an amazing receiver. He showed the time that he was out there on the field. He can make plays. So I think myself included with a lot of guys in this locker room don't really know him, but excited to get a player of that caliber back. I know as well detailed of the stuff that he's gone through in the past. So just as another player in the league, happy to see him get an opportunity to come back and do something that he loves. So excited to see him back, and hopefully everything works out well and he'll be out there on the field for us.
Jason, have you noticed the difference mindset, attitude with this team as you walk back into the facility today based off of what happened and having, you know, a week off regroup?
Yeah, I think since I've been here, I don't think the mindset has altered at all in that locker room. Obviously, not where we want to be after eight games, but guys haven't given up. Guys are continuing to work. That was the same, I think, mindset we had before the break, and I think it's that same excitement, and guys are still ready to get after and try to change the situation that we're in. It's always nice to get a break, to be able to get away from and focus on family and do other things that are important in life, and then be able to come back to football, and you realize how much you do love it being away, and hopefully we can get things rolling in the right direction.
Behind the scenes off the field last week, it seemed to be a pretty tumultuous week around here. I know you guys were on the bye week, but is one of the veterans. I mean, is that something that you guys were aware of, you know, the reports and the news out there of everything that was going on? And if so, what effect, if any, did that have?
Control what you can control. What goes on behind closed doors or not within the locker room, we have no idea what it is and no control over it. So to be honest, myself, and I know probably a lot of guys in the locker room, you just don't really pay any attention to it. We see the same stuff on Twitter, I guess, that you guys are reporting. And other than that, we know nothing else about it. So we look at it and say, well, maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. But either way, we have practice on Monday and we have a game coming up this Sunday in Detroit. So let's focus on that and do everything we can to try to win that game.
You said a little bit about Josh the player. How much empathy and compassion do you have for him as a person to get another chance here?
You're excited for it. You know, obviously you come in this league, a lot of us young guys, 21, 20, and you're criticized for maybe mistakes you make or different ailments that you have going through a new process, and you start to look at probably just society in a whole. And a lot of us at 20, 21, 22, and you think back of the mistakes you've made or the things you did in your life that maybe were overlooked or that you were able to get by, and he's no different. So it's just obviously he paid the price for whatever it is that he did or that he went through. So I think now, especially me as an older guy, you get excited. You know, a guy that's learned a lot of lessons and now he's back. I'm pretty sure he's in great shape. He's been working. I know probably how much this opportunity means for him. So for me, I guess as a cornerback, you're excited that he's on your team with the ability that he has, and I assume just the motivation that he has going into what's to come for him.